Good morning.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Excellent. First of all, people may remember Radio Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year Award.
Yes.
Winner 2014, of course.
It's got pride of place.
Has it really?
It does, yep.
I've often wondered whereabouts you've put it. Is it in your lounge?
I considered putting a plant in it, but then I just kept it on the mantelpiece. It's pride of place in the middle in my lounge. So yeah, it's very much a feature now.
Oh, I'm really, really glad about that. Really, really glad. And well, maybe you'll be in line for it again this year.
I think I should let someone else win this year, don't you?
I'm not sure. We haven't discussed the rules of whether or not you can win it 2 years on the trot. I don't know. But you'd certainly be in the running because you've had a reasonably successful last few weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had a pretty decent summer by all accounts. It's been absolutely fantastic. But now that I'm the co-manager of the national team, I also have to say the whole team did absolutely fantastically as well. So, yeah, it's been an absolutely brilliant summer Aikido-wise overseas.
It was the World Aikido Championships, of course, down under. So
yeah,
you're having
down
to
on the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast in Australia, and you went down there to defend your title. And let's talk about you first of all. We'll come on
sure.
to the team as well. How did the whole competition go for you from start to finish? Pretty good, really.
Yeah, well, it was really, really good. I was very fortunate that I didn't meet my fellow teammate, but also fellow Brit, Natuli Small, until actually the final. And that was probably, as you'd expect, the hardest fight I had the whole 2 weeks I was out in Australia. She was absolutely fantastic. We're always really close because we're both very tall, very athletic girls. It always goes a bit toe-to-toe, but thankfully I just pipped it. But she was a fantastic competitor. But yeah, thankfully came out trumps again.
Fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, congratulations to you. How many rounds were there up until the final? How did it all work out?
So they did the preliminary rounds on the first day. So we had five individual fights to get up to the semi-finals, which were then carried over to the following day's competition.
So five fights in one day?
Well, including the team, which was the following day as well.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So they're not long. They are 3 minutes. They're similar to a round of boxing, but obviously
right.
it's all or nothing in those 3 minutes. So it sounds like a lot, but you do sort of have a lot of waiting around, especially in the preliminary rounds when they have all the competitors to get through. You do have a fair bit of waiting around, so sort of 15, 20 minutes between each fight. But then obviously, as the day goes on, as you get down to the nitty gritty of things, it does tick over. But when you're warm, when you're sort of pumped, you just want to do it. And
yeah.
often in the past, for example, back in 2009 it was, I had a fantastic day one. I was flying, but then because I stopped and came back the following day, I'd lost my mojo.
Oh,
so
really?
We joke about it being something called second day syndrome, and it's about sort of getting the head around it. And we have
yeah.
had a psychologist working with us this year as well, Anne Batch, who's been absolutely fantastic. And it's just about making sure that we're mentally there and having the same sort of energy coming back the following day when you are a bit tired. You're already a bit achy because you've
yeah.
had a few fights and sort of getting back into it. So it's tricky stuff, but we're an experienced bunch of people now, so it's really great. And it's now about passing that on to the new crop coming through for the next 2 year cycle.
So is it every 2 years for the World Championships?
Yeah,
every 2 years
it is, yeah.
So now this is the second time you've won the World Championship.
Third
time
yeah.
you won the World Championship. You are just like double awesome, treble
well,
awesome
no.
now. it's fantastic. So are you still going to carry on for another 2 years yourself? Are you going to have another go in 2 years?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
The biggest challenge for me this year has been co-managing the team, motivating everyone else, but still doing
your own
the
thing.
Training myself, doing my own thing. So it has been pretty difficult, but obviously we've reaped the rewards, so that's always really satisfying. But yeah, I think I just need to take a step back and have a sort of debrief of everything. And I'm already on planning what we're doing for the next 2 years, so it's just about getting things ticking over.
Yeah, so let's talk about the team itself then, and not just a success for yourself, but also for the team. How well did they do?
They did unbelievably. They probably beat what my expectations would have been going into there. A lot of people kept asking me about predictions, and I was always playing it down because you don't want people to be cocky. You never want that appearance,
yeah.
but they brought it home. We won gold medals in all of the fighting events. So both the men and women's team won gold medals. My personal favourite would have to be Jermaine Liebird winning the men's individual. Jermaine's from Bradford. He nearly won it back in 2011. Yeah. He came second. He came third in 2013. He's actually emigrated to Australia within the last sort of 12 months.
Oh, wow.
But he's still been training. He came back and he finally got it. So that's probably a personal highlight. We also won some medals in the Qatar events as well. Gold medal for a couple. David was from Sheffield originally, Scott from London, and we've also got a silver medal in that as well. Doyne and Thule, London, and Scott Hall based. So right. We've got a nice local girl winning a lot more medals as well. So honestly, the team did so brilliantly. It was really great to see, and it was a very, very successful 48 hours competition. It made it all the worthwhile going that far.
Yeah, it's a long way to go. I mean, it's a lovely place to go as well. So it's not a bad place to hold a world championship, yeah. Really. What a spectacular success, really. And like you say, you've been involved not just with your own personal performance, but getting the team up together as well. That must have been, I would imagine that was quite stressful from your point of view. There's a lot of organisation, yeah. There's a lot of things to consider there.
I'd like to think that my co-manager Paul, we play good cop, bad cop. I play good cop, I try and keep a happy face, I get everyone their hotel rooms, but as soon as people start dragging their heels, paying me their money, that's when bad cop steps in and gets everyone sort of ship shape. So it's difficult stuff, but it has been a challenge, but at the end of the day, it's done now. I've learned a lot from how we've managed it over the last sort of 18 months, having taken over a very successful team. There are going to be big changes in the next 2 years. We've got a fantastic crop of juniors. We've got about 8 to 10 brilliant 16 to 18 year olds. They're just sort of dipping their toes into senior competition, and it's going to take a lot more sort of, not effort, but sort of nurturing for the next 2 years, getting them ready to sort of step out into the big wide world of international competition. And that's going to be a challenge in itself. But over the last 12 months, they've been training with us, and they've sometimes put us to shame with their work ethic. They're just absolutely brilliantly. And we've had some guest coaches who've come in, and they've all pointed out how brilliant the juniors are going to be. And it's just going to be nothing but positive moving forward for Aikido.
I think that's the question, isn't it? Is what is the future like for Aikido? Because I think it does go underneath the radar quite a lot, and it really shouldn't do, because we are so successful, as you say, triple world champion, and of course Radio Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year. Let's not forget that. but it does go under the radar, and I suppose so-called minority sports struggle for funding.
Absolutely.
I suppose then you struggle to sort of like get maybe kids involved at that point. But it's the future, you say, looks pretty rosy. You've got some good kids coming through.
Yeah, we've got some fantastic kids. And obviously Aikido is one of many, many sports competing for publicity, for funding. And what we just have to do is we have to keep being successful. We have to thank Radio Yorkshire and other sort of media productions for sort of taking on board our story, getting the word out there. If we can keep being successful, that just breeds more kids joining in. We've got the Junior European Championships next year, which are actually being held in Sheffield. So that's going to just be another promotional thing for Aikido in this country. One of the main issues that we do face moving forwards is, as with any sports, there's an underlying sort of political basis to why everything's happening, how we move things forward. And Aikido is no different to any other sport in that sense, but it's just about the people who sort of want the best for the sport coming forward, putting the effort in, and we're just all going to move together to try and make sure that we get to where we want to be. Olympic consideration is ultimately the only way we'll ever get a serious dip in the toe of the funding, things like that. But we have to just keep doing everything at the base level, being successful, and eventually, hopefully, people will start to listen.
I mean, you would imagine it's not out of the realms of possibility for it to be Olympic consideration when you look at the other martial arts that are involved in the Olympics, because you know, Taekwondo's in there, and you sort of think, well, they take in a few sports every single time, don't they, really? And I know that, you know, there's a number of squash people that are upset that that's not going to be in there. But I suppose there's a number of sports there trying to vie to try and get into the Olympic bids as well.
Well, absolutely. And when you think that Aikido is still fairly in its infancy in terms of being a competitive sport, it's only been around for sort of 60, 70 years in terms of the actual emergence of it being regarded as having a sport element to what was fairly a traditional martial art. So. Yeah. We've got a long way to go, but the things are being put in place that we need. We're getting a sort of world governing body, which is what you need to get national governing body status in this country. That'll allow us to tap into sport funding that we at the moment have no access to. By having the world governing body as well, we're going to be sort of transparent, open, very much the sort of body that we need to be as a sport to then move forward. I completely agree with things like squash, netball. You've got so many other fantastic sports competing for this Olympic dream. Mm. And the thing is, it's just a shame that you have to have that Olympic title, that Olympic sport label, to be able to access the funding. So what we're just doing is making our point in numbers. We're getting massive amounts of kids involved in the sport. Grassroots is really coming along, and the only way that that can keep going is obviously by getting the word out. And I'm putting an advert out for a press officer so that we can start getting more stuff on the internet, because that's the way forward these days. It's social media, it's getting everyone involved. The guys that sit on the executive committee with me don't really know what Twitter is, so I've taken that over. But yeah, it's small steps, but we're getting there.
Oh, no, it's good news. So if people are at home now and they're listening and they're thinking, you know, I wouldn't mind getting my kid involved in something like this, is there sort of like a minimum age that classes can start? Or?
Well, to be honest, we have a lot of really young kids doing it. We have an under sort of eights category in the national junior competitions.
Wow.
We have kids as young as sort of 4, 5, 6 doing it, but we generally say that if they can't sort of touch over their head in terms of reach wise, but it's a brilliant way to discipline them as well. So it's about bringing them down, making sure that they're sort of mature enough to be able to take instruction, because obviously we want the main priority to be safety. But yeah, sort of 4, 5, 6 is not an unusual time to start. If, for example, the instructor feels that the kid's just not quite there yet, they'll say bring them along in a couple of years' time.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be a personal kid thing. Yeah,
I think it'll be a couple of years for my 3-year-old then.
Yeah, maybe.
Just a couple of years. I'm sure she'll get stuck into it, I'm sure.
But it really improves kids' confidence as well. And we see a lot of kids who, sort of the parents, they worry that they're going to get picked on, they're going to get bullied. Mm. But by coming to Aikido, you get the sort of, and other martial arts as well, you get the discipline, the self-confidence, and obviously it's a whole new community and you get really supported the whole way through. And you can see that with how much support the team gets when they do go to these international competitions.
So 2 years until the next World Championships. What is the plan over the next couple of years then?
So obviously we've got to focus on the junior and the senior European Championships. We'll have national competitions 2 times a year as well. Moving forwards internationally at the moment, it's a bit similar to darts. There's 2 associations, each holding their own world championships, and what we're trying to do is bring them back together. That's the ultimate aim. So we've got one big sort of world body again, and that's what the ultimate aim is. And so for the next 2 years, that's what we're going to be doing, our focus, and getting all the sort of senior players in Britain training together, working together, and just really sort of showing Aikido for what it is, the fantastic sport that so many people can get involved in.
Well, listen, first of all, thank you very much for coming in this morning to chat to us.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations again on another World Championship. It's a spectacular achievement. And just make sure you go for a 4th. That's all we can say.
Thank you.
thanks so much. Laura, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Darren.